WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
This week, I begin a series on the history of upper air observations in the United States. The material presented in this series is compiled from a variety of sources, primarily those from the National Weather Service. The first known upper air observations began as early as 1749 in Europe with the use of a kite to carry aloft a thermometer. A few years later, in the American colonies, Ben Franklin conducted a very dangerous experiment by flying a kite near a thunderstorm to demonstrate the electrical nature of lightning. With the invention of hot air and hydrogen balloons in France in the early 1780s, scientists ascended aloft, taking with them such items as barometers, thermometers, and other instrumentation to investigate the structure and chemistry of the upper atmosphere. Manned descent to study the upper atmosphere continued through the 1800s, but some of those early flights were very dangerous. In 1862, two men ascended to an altitude of about 11 kilometers over Great Britain and nearly died from the extreme cold and lack of air. In a later flight taken over Europe in 1875, two French aeronauts died as a result of inadequate breathing equipment. So the use of kites for observing the upper atmosphere remained the primary investigative mode, and by the end of the 1800s, kite observation stations were established by the United States Weather Bureau, now the National Weather Service, and elsewhere for taking observations. The kites carried aloft meteorological instruments or meteor graphs that recorded pressure, temperature, and relative humidity data on a clockwork-driven chart recorder. Yet, use of kites had several disadvantages. First, the average altitude reach was only about 3 kilometers. Second, data could not be evaluated until after the kite was reeled in and the meteor graph recovered. And third, observations could only be taken in good weather, with wind that was neither too light nor too strong. Then there was the ever-present danger of a kite breaking away and endangering lives and property. With the onset of the 1900s, some things began to change, and we'll look at that in our next episode. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.